It's very good to know where we are and what time it is. The Bible locates us. The Bible tells us where we are and what time it is. In fact, the Bible divides all of history into two. You may be thinking BC and AD. Well, of course, those are a proper division of history. But when you read Luke chapter 24, final verses virtually of that gospel, it says this: "Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, 'Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.'" You note the content of mission. You also note the context for mission. And that great division of the two great eons of history, you picked up on the first one, I assume. "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead." That great eon of history was completed on that third day, the first resurrection Sunday, as Jesus Christ was raised from the grave. First great eon of history. Second great eon of history. And that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. This is the second great eon of history in which we're caught up. And you've noticed the content and the context for mission. Every nation. That great vision, the book of Revelation, chapter 7, every nation, language, tribe, and people. We've heard of those from Eritrea. We've heard of those from Uganda. You've been hearing of different other places today and during the course of this week. That's the context for mission. Every nation. Let us get that into our minds. And then the content of mission. That repentance and the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Those great twin eternal realities, heaven and hell. That great day that has been fixed in God's mind in all of eternity, the day of judgment. These are our motivations for driving us out to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Are we engaged in this? You've been challenged tonight, but it is even possible to sit here, come every night at Bangor Worldwide, and to stand on the sidelines, not engaged in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, repentance and the forgiveness of sins, so that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. I invite the band to lead us in our closing praise, and then if you'd remain standing as we conclude our evening.